Hey, it's James from SurvivalPunk.com. Good morning. It's 50 degrees. I guess that's our thing we're going to do for a while. I like how the show has evolved over the years. We're coming up on episode 400 fairly soon. Like, since I relaunched it, I feel like... When is it? I think I started coming out with episodes in, like, September... of 2024. It is March. It's the end of March. Okay, so not quite a year. We still got a while to go. We have been doing pretty good though. Today we're going to talk about building your prepper library. We've talked about this before. We will talk about this again. Things change, things evolve. And there's always room to build your library. The first time my wife visited my house, when we were dating, she was very highly impressed by I have three bookcases in my living room. I live in a tiny house, so the living room is the only room to put bookcases. If I ever move, I'm probably gonna have to buy new bookcases. Those are very old. They've made it through like at least one or two moves. Anything more is probably gonna make them crumble into dust. And at this point, I need to add another bookcase, or two. Some of the books are getting a bit cramped. Anyway, building your prepper bookshelf. Why would you want to do this? So, a lot of reasons, right? Depending on the collapse, having physical media to possess and hold is either vitally important or more convenient, right? So, maybe the internet and electricity go down or not. I don't know. It really depends on a lot of factors, right? So like in 299 days, the electricity was toyed with, but never shut down. I don't know. I can imagine during a collapse, some places people might keep going to work. I don't know. I don't know. And that's the way it goes, right? Like, so the, would a tyrannical evil government turn off the electricity to people? Why wouldn't they? I'm just saying. There was those news reports where FEMA was refusing to give aid to people who had Trump signs in their yards. You don't think during a collapse, if there's a power that they can use, they won't use it? They're like, oh, this area has Trump supporters. Let's turn the electricity off. In every state? Probably not. In some states, probably so. Like, if you're in Washington State and you know there's a portion of the state that is right-leaning, and there is, there's a rural part of Washington State that has kicked around the idea of joining Idaho because they hate the leftist fucking commies in the rest of the state. You don't think the people in what's the major city in Washington? Seattle? What's the state? Olympia? Anyway, whoever's in the capital big leftist cities, you don't think if they had the power to be like, let's just turn their power off. They're fucking Trump supporters anyway. Fuck them. You don't think they would do that? I do. I think they would do that and not think twice about it. But anyway, that's not the point of the show. There are a lot of reasons to have physical media. I like physical media. There's something about having it and touching it and holding it and be able to turn pages. that I like, right? And that it's there and it's known. Like, some of my favorite recipes, we've started to write down and put in a binder. Although, there's a lot of recipes where I just kind of wing it, make it up. Like, there's a bunch of meals that I cook that I wouldn't say have recipes, because you just make them in my head, right? So, like, if you have a grasp of cooking, you don't need recipes. You're like, oh, you know, if you season the meat this way and you brown it this way, or you cook it in this method. Anyway, I tend not to make too many of the more overcomplicated things. And even then, once I get the general feel of it, I'm good. Maybe there's a couple. Maybe I have a show episode for tomorrow. Maybe we'll go back to cooking, because I feel like the episodes I'm real passionate on are better than ones like, look, I've covered water a bunch. And I will probably cover water again, because water is a vital, important survival topic. But water is boring as fuck. Like, there was one time where doing a water storage episode kicked off a hiatus where I didn't do another episode for quite a while. And that was terrible. And then one of the hiatuses was kicked off by COVID, which... had I been pumping episodes out during COVID, probably could have made a fortune. But COVID coincided with some personal things going on. It was a bad time for me. Anyway, building your prepper library. Like I said, having those things and convenient things. And then let's take a brief moment to talk about the internet, okay? If you find something, sometimes re-finding that, even with bookmarks and stuff, is impossible. And then there's the whole, what is it? It's the, there's a theory, dead internet theory, okay? There are actively, like, Google de-indexing parts of the internet for various reasons, probably because they don't agree with it. Did you know when Google was founded, Google had a plaque or something in their offices that was like, do no evil. They actively removed that from their core philosophy because they couldn't ensure that they wouldn't do evil anymore. What the fuck? I'm like, that was one of the things that I used to really like Google. Google was great until it just morphed into a bastard. Anyway, there are some things that you can't trust to be on the internet, even if you had power. Then there's things that I do have things saved on my computer for reference like that, right? And there's some things that, like, some things are good to have in notebooks or written down for quick reference, like the bleach to water ratio to purify, to sanitize your water. That's a good thing to have. Like, I want to say it's a tablespoon per gallon. I could be vastly wrong. Do not write that down. Do your own research. And maybe even double check it, right? So if you go ask ChatGPT, maybe back it up with a Google search. Or a Brave search, or a DuckDuckGo search. I have often looked for an alternative search engine that's not so biased, and it's... Let me know if you find a great one. I've tried some, and the results are hit or miss, and now all the results are AI-driven, which sometimes is great, and sometimes is crap. Whatever. Let's talk about some books. So, what really made me think about this topic was TikTok Shop got me. I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw a book that was like Forgotten Home Apothecary. And I was looking at this video where they're showing this book, right? The version I got was tiny. Like, it was small. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty neat. And then I scrolled on and I saw another one. And I was like, okay, how much is this motherfucker? And it was like $39. I'm like, nah, it's a neat sounding concept. A book that's a whole bunch of recipes for like herbal remedies of various things, right? And I was like, well, that, and so the opening couple pages have like the index shows like an apothecary with like little bottles that are like blood pressure tea or something. Anyway, and it looked neat. Like they did a good job on like the design. And it doesn't look like it's completely AI driven. Like I haven't fact checked it. There's a supposed PhD lady that wrote this book. Supposed, I don't know. The pictures don't look AI in that they're not that good quality, right? So if you look at an image, you can kind of tell when it's AI. These look like someone took photos. And they're not great, right? So they're like, if I went and made this book and I took pictures with my cell phone, because I'm not a good photographer, right? I don't set up the pictures good. I have taken some good pictures, but I'm not a good photographer, right? I'm not trained. I'm not skilled. I don't have a good camera. I have a cell phone and I take pictures with that. And I don't generally set things up well. I don't have like a lighting rig. Anyway, it looks like that. So I think it's a fairly real book. Anyway, I saw it advertised a few times. And every time like I would see it, it would be like, oh, hope you didn't get this before because now it's on sale. I kept looking at the deals until I got one that was like $8.99. And I was like, yeah, I will spend $8.99 on this book. And I ordered it and it came. That was my first interaction whatsoever with ordering anything from TikTok Shop. And I'm sure this book is not in any way an exclusive TikTok Shop. If you look around for The Forgotten Home Apothecary, I'm absolutely sure that you will find this book. It supposedly has 250 recipes in it. I think some of that, it's not really 250, right? It's definitely not. There's some things, it's like, they lump a bunch of things into one thing, right? But there are a collection of some recipes that I think are very useful. And I've done a minor modicum of like kind of fact checking, right? So like if you asked AI to make you a book on herbal remedies, it would probably shoot something out. The ratios might not be perfect. I think it would do a decently good job. I can't 100% guarantee that this is not AI driven because you never know anymore. But from my knowledge and my looking, it looks like the recipes are legit. So I think it's a wonderful item to have, right? A wonderful item to add to your preps, especially at like, I think with shipping and stuff, I paid like 12 or 13 bucks. At that price point, basically $20 and under, I will absolutely like not think twice about it, right? When things start to get to be like $29.99, you know, I'm not just throwing away money. Like, I want to consider my purchases. The economy is rough. You just don't know. But $120, I'm like, yeah, sure, fuck it. Let's go. I ordered some humanitarian aid veggie-based MREs recently. They were pretty okay. A listener friend of mine told me about them. I went and looked and I ordered them. I'm not going to give links or anything, but they were pretty good. I haven't tried the entrees yet, but they are not meat based, right? So they're like lentil entrees and stuff. But I tried the crackers and stuff. Kevin, I know you're listening. The only complaint that I have about these things is they don't have the drink packets. And when you think about it, the amount that I paid for them was way less than buying MREs. So you get what you pay for. But to me, I love the drink packets and MREs too. The coffee, and maybe there was sugar. Maybe there was a sugar packet for no reason. Or maybe I only opened one for testing purposes, right, to see it. So maybe there's that. Books. I tend to break the prepper book catalog into kind of categories, right? So, like, yes, you can and should buy, like, a general survival book, right? Something that's like Neil Strauss's Emergency. In the end of the day, it doesn't matter, okay? I own, like, several. And I will probably buy several more. Specifically, if you go to, like, used bookstores, you can often find the survival manuals for real cheap. It has a lot of good information in it, and you should absolutely buy it, right? There's no reason why you shouldn't. A lot of the information, though, is just the same regurgitated information. You're buying the personality of the person who wrote the book. So in this case, I say, if you don't have any care, buy whatever one you want. It doesn't matter. If you do have a preference, then buy that one. Dave Canterbury has a bushcraft series, which is when we're branching out into specific things, right? But he has a survival book. It tends to be a bit on the smaller side. A couple of the people from Naked and Afraid, Kai something, the Australian lady, she has a new book she came out with recently, and it's probably fantastic, and she lives that survival life, but also she's tested a lot of it from Naked and Afraid. Believe what you will about it, she is spending time in the wilderness, so she has, but also, some of these books are colored by the lifestyle of the person writing them. So, I like Cody Lundeen. Cody lives in the desert. Obviously, his survival mentality is flavored by that, right? If you get a book from Dave Canterbury, he's from Ohio, it's flavored by that, right? It's the sort of northern woods or whatever. I'm in the South. Ohio, you're North. You are Yankees, right? You're Yankees. Yeah. So there's that, right? You don't necessarily I don't necessarily want to buy a book written by someone who is jungle, right? I want to have something that's, United States woodland. So get your survival book and move on from there. Medical books, fantastic. Got to have them. And then you can take it to varying degrees, right? Like, I have one of those physician's desk references. During the collapse, it would be fantastic. It has a lot of information. Probably too much. Because... Have you ever had symptoms and Googled it? It's like, you might have the common cold or a brain tumor. I feel like Dr. Google is too brain tumory, right? Moving on. So with that medical, you can kind of diverge and go two ways, and I think you should go two ways. You should absolutely have some medical information based on modern medicine. Modern medicine has done a good job and saved a lot of lives. The people realizing you have to wash your hands for clean medical don't discard modern medicine. It absolutely has its place. However, on the flip side, don't discard the herbal remedies of the past. There's a lot of times that that's all you need, right? You don't need to go full like modern medicine when obviously an herbal remedy is all you need. When I had this spider bite thing on my leg, I started out by taking orally and topically oil of oregano. Oil of oregano was not the answer to the problem. The infection was raging out of control. I should have probably went to the doctor a couple days earlier. Maybe I could have saved myself a little bit of misery. However, I did take the oil of oregano during cold season a bit, and it did a good job. So there's that. That apothecary book has several recipes that I want to try. There is a recipe for fire cider in there. Now that we're in summer, I might not make it right away, right? We're in spring, not summer. But there are summer colds to be had. There are a lot of recipes in there that are super worth trying. Some of the ingredients are a bit tougher to source. There is like a pain relief tonic that uses wild lettuce, and I have kicked around trying the wild lettuce thing. Like, I need to get some seeds maybe. But also, if you go on eBay, you can buy the wild lettuce that was going around big for a while, that it's nature's, what's that, morphine, nature's morphine or some shit, right? So something to help out with pain when you need it, right? So there's a place for like modern narcotics, but there's a place where you don't need to go that hard, right? Something more natural will be better on your total body system. So if you've ever tried that, let me know in the comments what you think. But I feel like there's a place for the herbal remedies and there's a place for the modern ones, right? And maybe a lot of these cases, you'd be better off starting with the herbal and then moving to the modern ones when that doesn't work out. However, like I said with my leg, maybe there's a time to just go straight to the doctor. Your mileage may vary. So there's that. I might have to link to an old episode. We are pulling up to the workplace. Those are my thoughts. I will try to link. I will find like on Amazon or something, or maybe TikTok shop. I'm sure I can share a link. I don't know. I have TikTok. I don't use it. I mean, professionally, businessly. I don't use it very extensively. So I don't know if I can share a link affiliately, you know, where I make any money, but I'm going to look on Amazon and see if I can share this book. I do think you should add it. It is a good book to add to your repertoire, a nice collection. I don't have anything else. I have other books on herbal remedies. I don't think I have anything else. One, put together this nicely and this extensive, right? I'm sure none of my other books have fire cider in it. There's a lot of recipes in there. So super worth checking out. This has been another installment of the Prepper Library book series. I really put out some good ones in the past, like long. But once again, I stand by the whatever survival book you choose, just get one. They're all about the same information until I put one out, and then that's the one you should get. With that, though, this has been James from SorrelPunk.com. Remember, there is a Sorrel Punk Army. You can join it, and I do appreciate it. There's also Patreon. And have a great day. DIY to survive, you guys. Self-sufficient till the end. Chosen hands.
souls on fire, rising up from the mire. From the podcast waves, the wisdom flows. At 25 seconds, you already know. Survive the storm with skills we earn. In this punk life, the tables we turn.